A smattering of mattering couldn't hurt. Having been steamrolled by the year 2015, I guess it is time to savor what good there is, time to hope for what might be, time to actually catch up and come up with a plan to make 2016 better. Where to start? Maybe the simple act of looking around me at life as it is will help me jumpstart the year. I am full of dreams and imaginings. Dreaming and imagining is a pleasant way to expend the time I have, but does it do anybody else any good? Resolution. Once every 24 hours, I will ask myself two questions. One, at start of day, what can I do that will actually affect someone else's life in a positive way? Number two, at end of day, what did I do today that actually affected someone else's life in a positive way? First question is easy. Second question is tough. It tends to hold me accountable for my do-good intentions. Resolution. Once a day, I will ask myself whether I opted for the easy way out. Did I slide past an opportunity to do good, or did I pause, stare straight into the face of a difficult situation, and address it in a constructive way? Did I at least try? Resolution. Sometime each day, I will pull the plugs and find personal peace within, ignoring all superficial stimulation. Silence and solitude for 20 minutes will give me a chance to calm down, let go, search for what little goodness and mercy I still harbor. I know it is there. I just have to give it a chance to assert itself. Resolution. Each day I will look at least one person in the eye and really listen to what is being communicated to me, silently or aloud. I will remind myself that this should be a person whose existence I generally ignore or avoid. Something good will come of this. I just know it. Before I try to impress myself and you by listing a dozen aspirations for the year, I will stop here. Just accomplishing all of the above will be a challenge. Besides, each and every day, I begin a new 365-day cycle of living. So why just do resolutions one day a year? The best is yet to come.